WSHA-562, monitoring. WSTH-380, monitoring. WSIV 944, mobile monitoring.
WRTX 957, monitoring. Thought I heard a mobile station out there. WRTX 957, clear.
WSHF 567, monitoring. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Mikey. And have a good day.
Yes, good morning, Sam. WSHF 567, and I'm pretty sure Mike's going to be in here in a minute. This is WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning, guys. WRWB 49.
Just another day in paradise, Mike.
Anyway, yeah, is it going to be a nice day out today or what?
I was supposed to see a little rain this morning. I don't think it's, it's going to last long, but it'll be a little rain this morning.
Yeah, copy. Anyway, what's up with Sam?
Nothing much, man. I got the Harley on the table. Can't get the van back. Rim off. Oops, sorry about that. I forgot where we're at. I didn't mean to say that. No, my rim is stuck. The axle's stuck inside the rim. I think, I'm going to end up having to buy another rim and axle.
What did he say? Did I miss it?
D-A-M-N.
Oh, I've heard worse than that out here.
I don't want to be that person.
I heard the Shiza word, I hear, I heard the F-bomb slip, you know, I've heard of blowing the balls off a rhino at 60 paces out here, I've heard it all.
I have to, on more than one occasion, you know, people tend to slip up, it happens.
Oh, they just need to find religion, that's all.
That won't fix their problems.
That's a true story, Sam. And, you know, for me, myself, and I do a little more than putting a bag of chips on a shelf every day, you know what I mean? I'm a little more than that guy.
Yeah, well, don't take a whole lot of skills to pass out through food.
I work for a living. I'm a productive citizen of the USA, and I pay my taxes.
Yeah. Anyway. So, what else has been going on?
Not much. I'm just waiting for a check to clear in my bank. You know, you want to just piecemeal it all the time, right? Oh, we're going to give you $275 a day, and then we're going to give you $6,000 of it in 3 more days, and then a week later we're going to give you the rest of the $8,000. What is going on with that?
Yeah, that's kind of funky. That's like last night. I'm trying to check my balance on my card, and it lets me pull the money out, but I can't look at the balance on the ATM. It's like, what the hell's going on? You know, and it's not just one. It's all their locations. You know, freaking Flagstar. You know.
Well, so I get it with a huge amount of money. I think $10,000 or over, they get kind of funny with that, right? I mean, I pulled $10,000 out to pay for my cement job last year, and they got kind of funny with me. You know, they said, well, we don't know if we got it. What do you mean, of course you got it. You got it because it's my money, and I'm sure you got a lot of other people's money in there. Let me in. I'll go get it. Anyways, it gets kind of funny because George Bush signed the Patriot Act. So when you're dealing with money, $10,000 or more, they get kind of funny with it.
Yeah. Or they like to, you know, put a freeze on your card if you use it too many times in one day. And they think that, you know, somebody's, you know, stealing your card. It's like, and when you call them and tell them every single purchase you made, and then they sit there and they're like, are you sure, you know, you actually made that purchase? I'm like, yeah, that was me. I can give you the receipts, too, if you want them. Screenshot them. No.
Yeah, it just gets kind of goofy when you're dealing with large amounts of money, I guess. They get kind of funny with it. I actually think they report you, you know. I'm not sure. I actually think people are watching it before they tip people off, you know, the government or whatever. Because they have all that. I think the Patriot Act was large amounts of money and terrorism and crap like that, right? I think that's what spawned all that.
I do believe that's where it stemmed from.
That's why they quit printing the $500 and $1,000 bills, Mike. It was too easy to transfer money, large amounts of money in a small package, right? So they quit making them, I don't know, early 70s or before that or something.
I remember going to First Federal Savings and Loan, and this is dating, you know, back, you know, some 35 years ago with my grandmother, and they're still giving out $1,000 bills then.
When was that?
Like 35 years ago.
Yeah, Yeah, you can look that up. There's a date again. Boy, if you got $500 or $1,000 bill today, they're worth a little bit of money again.
Yeah, they are worth a pretty penny, depending on what year and where they were stamped and things like that.
Yeah, crazy stuff anyways. Doggy shit, man. Did not copy any of that. You're a little noisy into the repeater. I want to try it again. I heard some audio there, but couldn't make it out. Something about the dog ate it. I'm not sure what that was all about.
Well, I'm outside. It shouldn't be my radio. I'm outside, so my radio should be fine. I said the dog ate the dinner last night.
Well, I thought you were going to say it ate the $500 bill.
She made seafood Alfredo last night. Shrimp and scallops. Dog ate the whole pan.
You got a high-end dog. It likes expensive food, evidently. I mean, that's one fancy dog he's got, Mike.
Yeah. Pretty much. What do we have, a rolling QRM-er?
Yeah, it's got a rolling QRM-er there. Like I said, this is a multiple individual thing going on here. So, it's what I call an ill coalition. Doing no good.
Yeah, you can tell they're driving because it's, you know, the audio there is like picket fencing and you know, a little bit of bacon frying in there with it on the Mount Clemens. But for the most part, you know, I can hear both of you guys anyways. But yeah, that sucks, man. Dog eating your dinner. Especially when you just got done slaving to make it, and then the dog comes in and just takes it.
It happens. I don't know. Dog ain't good. Yeah, he had a good meal.
There they go, playing music.
Music out here, isn't that great? People are gonna ruin it. They're just gonna ruin it, Mike. Just ruin it.
Yeah, you got, there's a couple of people doing it. Not just one, it's two.
Pretty pathetic. First, I've always said, there's a ill coalition there. I've already named most of them. There's just a new addition, you know, lately, within the last week or so. You know that old Scott Hubble set him up with a radio because the guy wouldn't have any sense to know how to do it. Anyways, what you got? You got some people that are unhappy campers and they're going to ruin it for everybody. Everybody's stronger than that individual, so just key on them and continue with the conversation, that's all.
Copy all that, I did.
just sad. Sad damn people, right? Nothing better in their life. I guarantee they're not very highly educated. Would be my bet. Rent free. How about that one? Yep, they're gonna ruin it. Of course they are, because they don't care. And they're idiots. That's exactly what they are. Any kind of a man that uses their voice. Oh, he'll use his voice. I've heard him talk on his channel already. Well, this isn't our boy Leonard like yesterday. It's a few other ones.
Pitiful, man. WSBT 754.
Well, you know what they say. If you just want to ruin it, have a few key beers in there, the right mentality, and you got a disaster, right? A known fact. But just...
ridiculous. All right, you guys have a great day, man. Take care. 73 WSBT 754.
Yeah, be good. Good morning.
Now, what's going on there, killer? WRWB 49.
Yeah, I'm WSHM 738. Everybody's doing fine. They're getting over all the QRMs, so would not sweat it. Somebody's got a thought. Key on it. He's too weak to hamper anybody.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, they put a public service up like this only for some moron to just destroy it.
Whatever, they'll deal with those people. I mean, it's not stupid people running this thing. They'll figure out who it is. No, they got the greenest tip already, right? So, you don't have to look too much further past the aforementioned names.
Yeah. It's true. And, you know, they keep it up, and you know, they want to pursue it. You know, it won't take much to triangulate the signal.
I hope that's exactly what's done.
I'm already starting to see a few sprinkles on the window, so here comes a little bit of rain we're going to get in the morning.
I was just out there. It was sprinkling on me.
I actually need the rain, so it won't be a bad thing.
WSHF 567, listening.
WSHM 738. So for me, this is a nice little radio system to talk to your buddies and a wide coverage for those that aren't hams. You know, it's a viable option. And, but that doesn't mean I want to plunk my dumb butt out here all day and monopolize the system. It's a handy tool. But unfortunately, people are going to ruin it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you're almost done.
Yeah, it's just sad. It's really sad. bad. And then you got some other ill idiots that want to point the finger at the guys that are just trying to talk like them, right? But, yeah, it's a very odd mentality from people. My little world was okay before you showed up. Never mind the people causing all the interference. That's one dumb SOB right there.
That's very sad and unfortunate. The stupidity is real.
Yeah, it's real screwed up is what it is, so. Well, anyways, all right, I'm going to let you guys get at it. I'm winding in close. I left a few minutes early this morning. I'm going to go in and do my dummy work for the day.
No one knows what it's like.
Yeah, have a good day, Paul. That's Eli's sample right there. That's his favorite song. He plays it on the other radio. That one right there is Eli's sample. Let me see if I get his call right. WRDQ 607 or something like that. That's Eli's sample right there. He gives it away with that song. That is definitely Eli's sample. Without a doubt, that's his music he likes playing on the other band. That is Eli's sample. Alright, anyways, you guys have a good morning. I'll see you later. Eli, you can have it. Go ahead and trash it all you want. They'll deal with you the appropriate way, too. Being a ham, a new ham. You don't deserve a ham license. You don't deserve this license. WSHM 738. Good morning, guys. We'll see you later.
Have a good day, Paul. All right. Just catch up.
5-4-7-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
I bought this radio to get away from the stupidity, but I guess that didn't work. Well, Sam, you know, in due time, you know, they will be caught. It just, you know, it takes a matter of time, and, you know, and eventually, you know, the hammer will fall. I hope so. I hope sooner than later.
Oh, did somebody ask for Eli Sample's ham call? It's KF8DJK. That's the guy playing the music right there. Alright, WSHM 738.
I'll be back, Sam. Gotta take out my trash can. So, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
I'll be here, Mike, WSHF 567, I'm monitoring. Thank you.
typically stop. That music will stop at about 6 o'clock when he's got to go to work. It's over there in between the Quinder and John R. south of 14 Mile Road off Industrial Drive at a place called Brasco's, and he's using his ham radio mobile to do it.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Eli Sample. Little troubled 22-year-old punk.
No one knows what it's like.
Nice job, Eli. You ought to be proud of yourself. SHM 738. Sam, is it still raining over there, do you know?
Yeah, it's sprinkling.
Okay. The music will go away now. Eli needs to check in at Brasco's over there by 6 o'clock. So the music will go away.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
Still got 2 minutes, Eli. Sorry, Mike, did you make it back yet? He's out taking his garbage out of Sam, I think.
No, I'm still here. I never got up and left. I was just watching something on TV here. I got distracted. Anyway, what's up?
Well, it's 6 o'clock. The music has stopped now.
I was monitoring. I get the gist of what's going on, so it's not too hard to read between the lines.
Well, to most people, they wouldn't get it, but he's played that music somewhere else all the time. For me, he's doing it here. It's obvious it's him. It's a dead giveaway. You know, like I said, it's a multiple-person coalition there, right? And he's a big one of them. He checks in at 6 o'clock. That's his normal starting time. You know, so there you go. 6 o'clock. The music's gone away.
Yeah, my thing is, why would you want to jeopardize your ham license? You know, that's stupid.
I'm going to tell you why. Can't understand normal thinking. I just stayed in here a little extra to prove my point at 6 o'clock. That's his normal check-in time that, you know, that particular song would quit, the music would quit, you know, because he needs to punch in, so. All right, anyways, you guys have a good one. We'll see you later. Let me SHM 738. I'm actually out of here for real now.
Like I said, it's unfortunate, you know, you got to deal with someone that, you know, thinks of his job as oh, I work and build an aquariums, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Dude, he pissed his mattress till 17 years old, so there's not normal about that kid. And he admits it.
and thinks it's normal. That tells you a lot about that individual. All right, that's WSHM 738.
738, have a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSFP 902, you up? WSFC 793.
Morning 793 from WSHF 567, Sam I am.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Sam, I just checking to see if my boy's up yet or not or what. So, what's happening out there?
A lot of this morning, a lot of interference.
Yeah, Roger that. I see it's playtime hour. Well, I ain't going to get up in that mix, man. I'm going to get on the side and listen. No contact, 902. Good morning, gentlemen. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Well, you know one of the players, Dave, and I've told you, you know, who it is.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't gonna get drawn up in this mix, man. I don't know why the hell they gotta come out and pull this crap, but it is what it is. Just a radio. That's all I tell myself. It's just a radio. I can shut it down or whatever. I got other things to do. But good morning to you, Mike. And Sam again, good morning to you. Make sure I got you both individually there. WSOZ 793.
Hey, Dave, if you want, we can, and Sam, we can always queue us right over to Troy. I'm going to take a standby there, gentlemen. WRWB 49, I will be standing by.
Mike, you have a good day. If I don't catch you later on this one, I'll catch you later on the other one. But I'm on the other one. You have a good day now. WSHF 567, I'm on it.
Good morning. Station 902, you awake? WSOZ 793 calling. Copy, station 902. WSOZ 793, listening.
Morning, dude. WSOZ 844.
Now, why does this... It just popped in my head, man. You just popped in my head before you speed up. I was just thinking, Sherman should be out here about this time, usually. And then you keyed up, man. Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Bad, not bad. How you doing? Yep, I'm just going over 27 Mile Road right now on 53.
Yep, okay. And it's working beautifully. How's Kelly?
She's going through a rough stage right now. She's got issues with a friend, so Other than that, she's okay.
Yeah, Roger that. Sorry to hear it, man. Hope everything goes okay and she pulls out of it. But, excuse me. Yeah, I just was sitting there drinking my coffee. I figured I'd check and see if Frank was out here. And, you know, nothing special. Just hanging and banging there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Are you getting any rain by you?
Couple drops, nothing, I don't know if I'd even call it rain. It wasn't even enough to even call it rain.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I had light rain on my way down. Washington Township, Shelby Township is kind of dry. I don't think it's seen any rain yet.
All right, well, looking at my weather thing, come on up. 64 degrees, it says rain starting soon, so I assume we have some more rain on the way, but hey, I don't care as long as it ain't no 92 there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it looks like we got a break this week for the heat, so that's nice.
Yeah, Roger that. Have you talked to Kevin, man? I ain't heard him out here for a little bit.
We text back and forth yesterday. The link is down, so, because he tried calling me last night. And, they turned off the link, so. I didn't hear the circus this morning.
Yeah, so did I. Jesus Christ. I don't know, man. I ain't got much to say about it. I was going to reach over and turn it off, but then I just figured, well, you know, I don't think it's going to last that long. But you caught all that, eh?
Uh-oh, what I missed. I just, the regular circus between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. Okay, say no more. I'll just bring up the tapes. It's a little bit of entertainment sometimes. How you doing, Sean?
Good morning, Sherman. Good morning, Dave. How are you guys?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good morning. Right back to you, Sean.
Oh, just on my way to work, like the rest of us. Well, not Dave. I think Dave is a man of leisure. But on my way to work and just trying to figure out where I'm going to go get a coffee and a bagel. I want a bagel this morning. I'm particularly fond of the 12-grain bagels from Tim Hortons.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, so something happened yesterday. They turned off the link, do you know?
Yeah, there was some jackwagon. Detroit had some sort of a store and forward repeater. They were either running it maliciously or accidentally. That's debatable. But it was a mess. So I ran in and turned off Detroit alone. And but simultaneously they just disconnected, so they took the more draconian approach. So I think they just didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, roger that. Where's this new repeater that I've been hearing that's connecting to our system?
That's news to me.
Okay, well. And someone's giving us Atlanta malarkey then, because someone was saying out there that we had a new repeater joining our link.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same thing.
be curious. Where is it supposed to be at?
Nobody knows.
Mid-state somewhere. Christ, somebody said the city, but it slipped my mind now. But it's out there by Saginaw somewhere, you know, far away from Saginaw or Flint. I don't know. They were talking about it. It's supposed to be hooked up, linked, and all that other stuff.
I believe somebody is talking out their bottom. But, whatever. Anyhow, taking a different route in this morning. I think I'll run the 696 over to Grosbeck. Fun.
I forgot what the hell I was going to say.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, well, with me, it's starting to happen more than usual, man. It's starting to, get a little concerned.
Rot-roll, Raggy. It's really bad when you walk into a room and can't remember why you walked in there.
Yeah, that's what happens, too. I'll go get up, I'll go in the kitchen, and then I lean against the counter, and I'm thinking, now what the hell did I come in here for?
That's just like the joke when the doorbell rings. Was that the front door or the back door? Now, see, I don't have a doorbell back, but I remember when I was a kid, the front door and the, well, we had a front and a side. And they had a different ring. I think the front was ding-dong and the side was just ding, or something like that.
I'll copy that. No, I didn't have the luxury of that. It was the same tone.
I have the three dogs to handle that. When I hear them all start growling and snarling and barking, I know somebody's at the door. I guess it's here is so quiet. If I'm in this room or somewhere else, you know, I can't hear it. But if I hear the dogs go off, yeah, then I know somebody's at the door. But another thing too, Sean, I keep a waste basket here, and I'll look at it and I'll think, okay, I'm going to go in the kitchen, get me a coffee, and grab a garbage bag. I got to empty it. I come back, sit down. Damn, if I didn't forget that garbage bag. Go back in the kitchen, grab something else, come back, sit down. Forgot the garbage bag again.
WRUP 244.
244 acknowledged. Just real quick, talking about dogs and forgetting things. You ever see a dog, he's like walking across the room and just say, you know, hey, Bowser. He stops, he looks at you, wags his tail, maybe he comes over. Then he goes back, and then he goes back from where he was coming. It's like, well, where were you going in the first place? But, of course, it's working.
Yeah, well, like, I'll go in the kitchen, and one of them will be in the kitchen in my way. And I'll say, come on, move. Whichever one you are, get out of my way.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm getting out of here. At the work location, so you all have a great day. Good talking to you guys. And hopefully we'll talk to you at the other end. WSGU 844 will be clear after your guys'.
On WRUP 244.
That's in at 244. All right, Sherman, you take care, brother, and have a good day at work. Like I said, I hope Kelly gets better, man. I really do. Sorry to hear about that. Sounding good through the repeater. And we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793. And I'm back listening.
WRUP 244, Sean, before you go in, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Well, I like I say, I have this on my radio. I very rarely use it. I recognize your voice. You know me, Jim, Julian, India, Mike. Been a long time. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, air drive through. Hold up, Jim. Okay. Got through the drive through. Man, I'll tell you what. I am having a hell of a time finding my favorite Tim Hortons bagel, the 12 grain. Just like none of them carry it anymore. Anyhow, good morning, Jim. How are you, sir? I tossed it over to you earlier, but somehow kept getting bypassed.
I thought you said hold on for a second. I was actually just holding on waiting for the acknowledgement. But, yeah, no, I know you're at work or about to be there, and just wanted to say hello. And then the gentleman who was saying you forget things, I look for my reading glasses one day. I'm trying to look for them about, and I'm like, where did I leave my reading glasses? Where do you think the last place they would be?
On your head.
Exactly.
I do it all the time. I'll be looking around for them, and then I'll just reach up and like, oh, there they are.
Out here real fast. I just heard you there, recognized the voice that I add to the convo. And, I see these ads for Prevagen. I don't know if that works or not, but turned 65 about a week and a half ago, and, yeah, about forgetting things. I guess it just comes with the territory. Okay, everybody, 73, thanks for letting me drop in. Sean, good to hear you. WRUP 244, Tim, we're out.
Okay, yeah, real good. I'm going to go bounce over to the other side of the radio and do my normal drive time, so maybe catch you there. WRUU 850.
Yeah, I just came back with a cup of coffee. What did I miss?
WRUP 244 for a second. Did you forget the garbage bag?
Actually, yes, I did. Yeah, and it does need emptying. And I thought about it, too. No joke. I got up, I was going to get me some coffee, and I thought, oh, snatch me a garbage bag, empty this thing. And here I am, my coffee, no garbage bag.
Okay, here's the last thing. Here's what you do. You don't go for the cup of coffee. You go for the garbage bag, and while you're getting the garbage bag, grab a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get up on the way to the kitchen, just keep thinking in my head, garbage bag, garbage bag, garbage bag, garbage bag. You know, forget coffee and everything else, just garbage bag. I'm getting old.
That's right, go garbage bag, until you get to the kitchen. Grab the garbage bag, and then go, you know what, I'm out there getting a cup of coffee while I'm here.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if I grab garbage bag, come back in here, sit down, go to take a sip of my coffee and realize my coffee's not in here.
I need to get a notepad.
There was a time, many years ago, there was a time where if I was sitting here going to refill my coffee or sitting anywhere, going to refill my coffee, needed a garbage bag, it'd be no problem.
Jim here, WRUP 244. Again, I just turned 65 about a week and a half ago, and it's happening to me too a little bit, so I don't know if that's what's supposed to come with the territory or not. My dad is 88, and he's having a little bit of trouble right now. Good days, some bad days. Mom, who's 84, sharp as a tack at 4 o'clock every morning. She's ready to go to bed right after Jeopardy at 8 p.m. So, I don't know what it is. I mean, I got my mom's sharp as a tack at 84.
Yeah, Roger. That don't surprise me. I think I had a conversation last week or something with somebody, but they were talking about their mother, how old she is and how sharp she is. I have found through the years, dealing with elderly couples or whatever, you know, friends, mom and dad who were up in their 80s and 90s, the woman always is sharp, sharp as hell. The man, the husband or whatever, you know, he is forgetful Jones. Them ladies, man, they're sharp, even up 80, in their 80s and 90s, man, they're sharp.
QSL, and, I'm their transpo now, even though my mom still drives, but I like to take them both to their doctor's appointments and be that third ear. So when she has an appointment, she just tells me, or, you know, when my dad has an appointment at the VA, and I go there as a third ear. I just sit in the back, and I listen to what the doctor says. They make their own decisions and all that. But, you know, I make sure everything's on the up and up. But, I mean, honestly, she could probably do it herself. She just doesn't like driving in heavy traffic. And I told her, I said, hey, Mom, not a problem. Just give me advance notice. I'll be there, and we'll take anybody where they got to go.
Yeah, well, you're a good man. My hat's off to you, if I had a hat on. Because I know, like I said, I know I have friends, you know, I know older people whose parents are still alive, they're in their 80s and 90s, who wouldn't do that, you know. And Mom knows how to drive. She can get there herself. Or things like that, sometimes when you don't care. It's a bummer, but it happens. But, yeah, my hat's off to you.
The way I look at it, I'm not doing anything special. I'm just doing, I mean, they've been in there and helped me out multiple times in life. But my sister, and on the other hand, and my parents love her, and she loves them. She lives in West Virginia and comes in every so often, and I'm just like, I don't know how you do it. I really don't, because, I mean, without my parents, I mean, and again, there's going to be a time when, you know, it's evidently going to happen, and I know I'm probably going to get hit hard with it, but it's like, you know what, if I go up there two times a week, maybe three, whatever I need to have, I'm glad. I mean, it's not that I have to, it's not a duty. It's just, I mean, they're nice, they're cool people. I mean, I'm born because of Woodward Avenue. They met on Woodward Avenue. My dad was in a hopped up, whatever you want to call it, a 57 Chevy. Mom was out there doing what they do. Like, well, we had that big Woodward cruise. They were the original cruisers.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't suppose he passed that Hot Rod 57 down to you, did he?
No, that car was gone even when I was a little person, but he did. Now, there's a little, I don't know how you know, but 69 Chevy, he totally restored. It's been on a few magazines, and you know, I don't like talking inheritance and all that kind of stuff, because it's not what I'm about, okay? My dad called me on the phone one day. He's like, hey, your mom and I need to talk to you, and I'm like, God, you know, I'm driving to Oxford thinking, God, I hope opening a medical, they're going to tell me, and he says, sit down, and I mean, it was serious stuff. Hold on, I'm going to take a break. Hold on. And they sit me down, and my dad goes, well, we got something to tell you. We hope you're okay with it. And I'm like, Dad, just tell me. I wish you would have told me on the phone. He goes, well, we gave your sister the 69 Chevy Chevelle, fully restored. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, okay, well, he had this gas pump in the garage, and I go, and I have a Mustang that, you know, I got, then I wish I didn't care about as much as I do, because it's probably, I could be way farther financially ahead if I didn't. I go, okay, well, I'll just take the gas pump. My dad goes, the gas pumping with the car.
Oh, yeah, I'd have been sitting there, if that was me. I'd have been sitting there inside, I'd have been seething. But outside, I'd have said, all right, well, you know, it is what it is. They gave me the gas pump with the car, eh?
But, I mean, I have no problem. I live in a mobile home park. I have no place to put that gas pump. But it was a nice 60s gas pump. God, what it was, I can't think of the company now. It was a really nice restored gas pump. But the only thing the other day, I was bringing it up to my dad, and I go, you know, she lives in West Virginia, okay? Driving a car like that down there, I don't think they have a lot of cruise hops or whatever you want to call them down there. It's all mountains, man.
Yeah, well, no offense or anything, but I bet you she looks good driving it.
lives in Romney, West Virginia, and she does drive it around town, but I mean, I drove down there to visit her. I took a car down there that, you know, she needed. I drove it and, you know, flew back. And there ain't no pulling on the side of the road there. The side of the road is the mountain.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right. She still have it?
She's got a garage. She has a two-car garage. She keeps one of the vehicles she takes to work. Outside the garage, she has another big van. Her, what she does on weekends, she shows dogs as a hobby. I mean, like, a big hobby.
Yeah, Roger that. I have a niece that does that. Show dogs, terriers. I don't know. She takes them places, and they jump through hoops and stuff. She keeps winning awards. I don't know. Hell, I don't know, three, four, well, maybe last month, she went to Portugal, had to take one of the best dog with her. She went all the way out to Portugal. I don't know, some deal out there. She's never been out of the country. I mean, she makes runs up, you know, I live in Warren here, and she lives by, and she makes runs down to Florida and stuff like that for dog shows, but she went to Portugal recently. I thought that was pretty nifty.
My mom and dad were always, my dad trained dogs and my mom showed. Now, I don't know if you know the difference, like showing is like, I mean, never really got into that. I like the obedience part, like what you said your sister does there with our niece, with the agility and all that. Now, my dad did that. Well, when my mom was 80, she took a dog that was really not meant for that and achieved the highest obedience degree you could get. At 80 years old, then the dog did really well. Now, my sister is more of like showing the dogs. Like, it's a beauty contest is what it is. And like, she'll go all over. Like, one weekend she'll leave on Friday, and they'll be in Texas on Saturday and Sunday and back home on Monday. And I'm like, I don't know, man, just too much travel for me, but, that's her hobby. I mean, she would probably think I'm ridiculous talking on five different types of radios, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing with my niece. Yeah, it's just a hobby. She has a poodle she's had for years, and I think she used to show that dog. That dog wasn't trained for, Yeah, I know the difference between the two. I'm sorry, you were talking about showing dogs. I'm talking about obedience training, but she has a poodle. He's old now, man, and he's missing teeth and one testicle. He's an ornery thing, man. Hey, if I was missing all my teeth and one testicle, I wouldn't be a happy camper either. But she used to show him and stuff when he was younger.
I think what it was is my mom and dad did it as a hobby. Like, they did the old cars. They did the RV and motorcycles and then the dogs. And then my dad did the obedience. And my mom decided to do that, too. I think my sister kind of took it from them. And she is like, I would say she's a professional dog show handler. And, I mean, on the road, this van that she has is like one of them, you know, the vans that they have for, Amazon.
Oh, what a coincidence. That's what my niece has. Bought it brand new, a Chrysler. But when I seen it, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, what the hell is this thing? It didn't occur to me until years later, a utility van or something. Yeah, it looks just like the Amazon van. Yeah, ain't that something?
I think maybe that must be the thing. And you open that van up, and she has, like, when I say, you know, crates for dogs, they're not really, I mean, they're like luxury beds for dogs, not like a crate that you and I would buy for, you know, getting our dog from A to B. These are like comforting hotel rooms in the van with all the grooming tables and all this. Anyways, like, long story short, I can't even imagine what the gas would cost to go from West Virginia to Texas in that thing.
Yeah, roger that. My knees, you open up the doors, it's crates. It's all crates, but nice beds on the inside, though. Then you don't just throw them in a plain crate and they have to lay on that metal or nothing. Nice beds inside. But, oh, she's always, man, she's like every other weekend, you know. I don't know how she manages an apartment complex, too. I don't know how the hell she gets time off of her job every other weekend or so. And she books down to Tennessee, to Florida for the weekend. You know, she drives. And I think her van, like I said, is 3 years old. And I asked her the other day, I said, how many miles do you have on that van? She says, I think I'm coming close to 120,000. I'm like, holy Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's got to be their hobby, and like this, what you're described of your niece there, same as my sister, she has a really good job, and she also, now on the side for extra money, she grooms dogs. She has a little grooming shop in the town in West Virginia, and by word of mouth, I mean, everybody in that town brings the dogs to her, plus she works a Monday through Friday. And like I said, going back to the original thing, she comes into town every so often. When she shows up, my mom just, my mom misses her daughter, and I just kind of step back and let them have the big visit. But I just don't know how you can live so far away from your parents. I mean, honestly, it's just, I've never asked her the question. I never will ask her the question. But, I mean, I get, you know, call me a mama's boy, I guess, or a dad, you know, a parent's person. I don't know.
Well, before I respond to that, yeah, my niece is the same way. She grooms dogs. Word of mouth. She'll come home from work, and about 10 minutes later or so, a car will pull up in the driveway, and she'll talk to the lady, or mostly it's ladies, and take the dog in the house. The lady takes off. She grooms the dog, cuts its hair, does all the stuff, and then the lady comes back, picks it up, and pays her. Your sister probably... The thought of you being so close and knowing that you're close and you're taking care of them and stuff, you know, that's, that probably eases her mind being so far away from them. Knowing that you're up there by them and, you know, anything goes down, you know, you can hit the situation there. Go ahead.
I think it does too, yeah. I mean, she tells me, you know, take care of mom and dad. And I go, I said, you don't have to tell me that, Laura. And, but that's what she does. I mean, she's 3 years my junior and, has never really, you know, she moved to Pennsylvania and then moved to West Virginia. She was married. She ended up getting a divorce. Now my parents, just to get her back home here to Michigan, they're like, look, we'll set you up in a house. I mean, they have the ability to do that. And, you know, you just make your house payment. That she did not want to come back to Michigan. I don't know what the reason is. I guess I'll never know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either. You don't want to come back to Michigan. Maybe parents aside, and you aside, family aside, maybe she had some bad moments, man. Nobody knows about her, whoever, you know, and things like that. That's a sad thing. But look, but she knows you're there taking care of business. So, anywho, I gotta get me some ice water here. My throat is parched, and the coffee's not helping me none. And I want to open up the airwaves so anybody else that wants to get in there. So I'll be out here in a little bit. I'm just gonna go in the kitchen, and this time I'm thinking garbage bag, but I'm taking my water glass with me. So I'll talk to you in a few, man. It's great talking to you. The name's Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And I'm not sure if I have you on my log, that's why I told you that. So we'll talk to you in a few. WSOZ 793, clear after yours.
73, Dave. Yeah, I got the license for this, and I talk here once in a while. You know, I listen mostly, and I'm a lot. I mean, I use the handbands as well. I'm mostly on 10 meter 20. I'm a DX chaser, which a lot of people, you know, they don't like that either, but... It is what it is, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm here for my parents, and I would be here whether my sister was here or not. And that's kind of the dynamics that we have here. So, anyways, Dave 73, good to hear you. Good little chat there. I will be around. I'm going to go pick up my son here in a little bit from his job at 9. And then it's my day off here, and I'm going to hang out at the homestead. 73, this is WRUP 244, Jim. Thanks for the conversation.
All right, Jim, I wrote it down. I'm going to program it into my log on my computer. Hey, where's your location? Not street-wise. I mean, are you in Warren, Mount Clemens, Earth Run?
I'm in Manchester Heights at 12 and 75. Yeah, right at 12 and 75.
I should always like to, when I keep my log on my computer, and I always like to put the call numbers, the name, and where they're from. So, all right, my friend, you take care. We'll talk to you in a bit. WSFZ793. I'm gonna go get me a garbage bag and a glass of ice water.
USL 73 WRUP 244. Thanks again. Frequency open or repeater open.
244, this is WRZN 493. Just had a couple questions about Ham, if you had a second.
WR, okay, I didn't get the full. I mean, I got to get my pen out. I wasn't ready. Hold on, let me get my pen. What was the call?
WRZN 493.
Good when you say it, but then you don't write it. I said it out loud, and then I'm like, well, I should be writing this. So, WRZN 493, WRUP 244, Jim, go ahead, and your name?
Jim, my name's Blake.
Easy name to remember. My youngest son is named Blake, and that's who I'll be picking up at 9 a.m. Go ahead, sir. What was your question?
Well, first of all, that's a good name if you ask me. Question was, how do you get into ham nowadays? I mean, I'm trying to look up online on, you know, where I can get tested, and I'm just not really finding anything. I know you got to find, you know, the volunteers to actually test you, but I guess what's the process?
Yeah, I'm probably a good person to ask that question, too. I took me a few cracks at the tech and a few cracks at the general. I didn't go any further. I'm a general class. There's a group in, I want to say Mount Clemens up in that area called Eustica. They do have a website, and they do have testing spots. And like I said, it's all right there at the, you know, on their website when they test and all that kind of stuff. And again, study for the tech. Some people, I mean, I've known some people that are just, you know, they can read it or they can have it in front of them and they'll pass right through. Took me a few times on the tech. Took me a few times on the general. QSO?
That's good to know. Thank you. You said Eustica out of Mount Clemens?
I mean, I couldn't give you their exact website. You type in Eustica, AM radio, it'll probably just come up on a Google search. And then they have a whole website dedicated to what they do, where their repeaters are, and they do have, you know, there's three VEs that have to be present when you test. But when they do test, like, they'll say, hey, like, the second Tuesday of the month we're going to test, and there'll be, like, 15, 20 people in there testing. And it's, if I recall my price 5 years ago, it was, like, $15 to test. You're allowed to take another test if you pass, like, if you become a tech, you can move on and do your general on the same ticket there. Now, if you were to not pass your tech, you can plunk down another $15 and take the test again. So let's just say I gave you Eustica a lot of money.
I heard about the second testing rule for going up to general. I didn't know you could actually do it for a second time for tech. I mean, granted, I haven't really put a whole bunch of foot down to actually, you know, try to study up, but no, I mean, it's something I've been, you know, looking into for I don't want to say a few years, but, you know, just mildly broaching the surface. Yeah, I'm coming up on 5 years. I mean, it went by fast because I get to renew in 30. And I was a tech for 2 years. And then for the last three, I was a general. Now, the tech will tease you if you're like me. I'm a DX chaser. I like to be on 10 meters or even 20 and talk all over the world. You know, just me. That's what my part of the hobby that I enjoy. If you get a tech, you have some limited band area that you can be in. And it kind of tantalizes you and it makes you want to advance on. Now, there's another class in front of me. I haven't done that yet. Honestly, you actually putting a term to the want, DX chasing, I mean, that's kind of what I've been, going after. I've always just been kind of enamored by the process, but something my grandfather used to do when I was, you know, knee-high to a duck way back in the day, and I don't know, it's something that's kind of just stuck with me. But they have a thing, it's called RZ, you might already know about it. Let me turn this other. I have a scanner on. It's a QRZ page. I call it like Facebook for the ham radio community. And you're able to log in and, you know, put all this different stuff. You know, I really doctored mine up, put a bunch of QSL cards on there. And on a regular basis, I used to speak to a guy in Brazil every night. There's a guy in Slovenia. That I've hit 25 times. Now, the farthest I ever easily convoed with somebody was on 20 meters into Tokyo. And if you like that, I mean, it's very enjoyable. I mean, it's in and out real fast, you know, nothing more, nothing less. Now, a lot of other people, they don't like that part of it. You know, they want to have a conversation like you and I are having here. I mean, I'm game for everything. I don't know. I'm called the way that I was raised or whatever, but I don't know. I get... Yes, gun shy when it comes to just talking, you know, just flat out conversations like this. There's all different aspects to it. There's my Elmer, which he was like the guy that brought me up into it, and you know, you showed me the way, and got my hand slapped a few times on 10 meters because of vernacular that I learned on 11. And you know, it's a different thing. I mean, it's radio communication. It's just your, you know, a bigger radio spectrum that you're going to be able to use. And I find it enjoyable. Like there's contesting, and I'll just say, if you go for your tech, I'm not sure, you know, what kind of a learner you are, or why, you know, whether you absorb well. It's definitely concentrate on Ohm's law. Well, I am a Sparky by trade, so I kind of got that down pretty well. I mean, definitely excited. Just enamored by the process. I feel bad for my wife because, you know, now I'm sitting here, you know, with my GMRS license. First time, you know, keying in was about a month ago, and it's like, oh my God, I made a contact here. Check this out. My grandfather got me into it. He was all about the 11 meter, where everybody took 11 meter seriously. And I just kind of grasped on. Now, I took it into an occupation, and I've worked at a lot of radio stations. I used to do the music at some of the major stations down here, but now I do traffic on the weekends for the local 950. And my son, that's what my sons can't understand. They're like, you go to work, you talk on the radio, then you come home and you talk on the radio.
Well, I mean, that's one crazy fact of life, so you find something you get passionate about and you just keep going for it. You just enjoy it.
WRUP 244 for identification. It is what it is. You'll have AM people once you get your license. They'll go, I'm not going back to 11 meter. Everybody goes back to 11 meter. CB. I mean, they'll let them fool you. I have a CB on here. Why do I do it? I mean, you know, there's a lot of aggravation there. Why do I do it? I don't know. I guess it's just part of it. This is probably the longest I've talked to anybody on GMRS since I got the license, and I've had it for about a year and a half or so.
WRZN 493 for identification. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, it seems like it's something relatively, you know, happy kind of community. It seems like everyone's willing to help. It seems like everyone's willing to share stories. And it's just, honestly, I find this way more interesting than, you know, turning on the radio or, you know, a Spotify playlist or whatnot. It's nice to be able to talk to people in the community instead of just kind of working or living around it. QSL on that. Like I said, if you're interested, I would proceed through it. I mean, again, I'm not quite sure if you said that you pick up things fast. I mean, it was a struggle. I mean, with my license, I can open up a radio legally and work on it. Do I know what to do with it? No, not at all. I mean, that's kind of like the catch-22 there. The questions you're answering, I mean, you memorized them, okay? And I don't make no bones about it. I don't take tests very well. It took me 3 times on the tech and 2 times on the general. I know another person that was in this. He went in there to 1 time, took the tech, general, and the, they don't call it advanced. Maybe it is advanced. I forget what they call that one. But and he took all 3 in the same day and passed.
WSOZ 793, I'm back. And I'm numbered the garbage bag.
So, Dave, Blake is out there. I'll toss it to you, Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, gentlemen. I'd like to ask Jim a few questions after you guys are done. No, I didn't want to break up. I didn't mean to come in here and break up the conversation. Just want to let you fellas know or anybody out there that I'm listening again. Go ahead, gentlemen.
It seems like we're pretty well wrapped up. I mean, I got a whole bunch of information. I don't know if you heard, I'm, you know, kind of new to the whole GMRS and, you know, looking to get into, you know, the actual ham bands, but didn't really know necessarily how. It's not like it's a huge community. I don't really just see, you know, a bunch of hams hanging out at, you know, coffee shops or anything, so I was definitely curious about how to get started. Like I said, try the USECA website, and, you know, I mean, it's all pretty right there at your fingertips. Now, I know there's one in Dearborn. I don't know what that's called. When I took my tech test, I took it at in Madison Heights here. They had, like, a swap. And if ever you hear that there's going to be, like, a swap meet for ham radio, they usually have a testing site there, okay? But, again, verse yourself on the questions. Remember the questions. It's, if I remember correctly, 1,000 questions, and of the 1,000, they pull 35. Now, you could take a test, Dave could take a test, and I could take a test. There's going to be 3 different tests that we're taking, the 35 questions of the 1,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. They did the same thing when I did my journeyman a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like I said, if you're a journeyman, you should have no problem. I mean, obviously, and like I said, if you don't pass the first time, you take it again. I mean, go ahead. I mean, I went into it, I struggled, I got it, and I will renew it in 5 years from now. I enjoy the hobby. I have, you know, a substantial, not really substantial, an okay setup here for where I live. It's not a cheap hobby, I'm telling you. You buy the one radio, and then, oh boy, this other new one just came out. I got to have that one now.
Yeah, I know all about that. I've got probably 3 different handhelds. I just got into this mobile unit. I've got probably 2 CDs at home that I've been playing with my last decade and a half. I mean, you get one, and then you want another.
My livable situation here, I live in a mobile home park, so I am limited to what I can throw on top. I look like HQ if you come into my mobile home park, where I have a few antennas up. And the manager at the office and I both agree that I have enough up there right now. If I had my own place, you know, on land,
I would take a higher antenna or a beam antenna over any type of power, because I think, you know, that gets you around. And what you like when you're in ham radio and that, maybe on 10 meter, 20 meter, 50, whatever, you don't even need a lot of power. I mean, your antenna height, your antenna type is going to, you know, get you where you need to go.
I've heard that kind of consistently across the board. I mean, even just on a lot of these GMRS radios, it seems that not many people are pushing as much power that I thought you had to push just to actually get out to where you're trying to get out to.
Yeah, come on.
We're just throwing it your way if you had anything you wanted to add.
No, I used to be a CB'er at one time from the mid-70s all the way up to 2005. In fact, I have a base station right here underneath my GMRS radio, president of Mint Condition, President Washington sideband. I have it hooked up to an antenna in the window. I don't transmit on it out for obvious reasons, but I'll kick it on and listen, and when the BX rolls in, I like rolling up the 38 and lower sideband there. But yeah, I used to modify them. I used to fix them. I used to repair them. I knew how to modify the hell out of them. Back in my days, though, you wanted, you know, I used to modify them so they were super loud. I used to make them super loud. Today, you know, you got your, they try to give you loud modulation, but you don't want to spurry outside. You know, you don't want to be throwing harmonics all over the place. But back in my day, the louder, you know, you just went for maximum loudness. And the dirtiest amplifiers, too. I found the dirtiest amplifiers are the ones that got out better there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I heard you talking to a gentleman yesterday later in the afternoon about that. That's something that kind of my uncle did back in the day, my dad did back in the day, and I mean, I guess they got me into, you know, actually being able to tee up, but yeah, no, it's just something about like actually hitting the ham bands and actually messing with scanners and stuff back in the day. It seemed like my grandfather, my dad, my uncle, they all kind of got me into this fun little hobby.
QSL there, Blake. Yeah, the farthest out, which was kind of a thrill for me because I've always enjoyed space. When I had first gotten my tech, I heard that the ISS, the International Space Station, you know, they have ham radios on board, and they were making passes. And I looked into it, I researched it all out. And there's, I got their flight pass, it's like a 10-minute passover. I was able to speak to one of the astronauts on the space station for about 3 minutes.
Wow.
That's all.
Passover, they have about a 10-minute window. There are about 200 and I don't know if you can get into it, but I think about 250 out, maybe a little higher, a little further up, 250 miles, and they pass over at about 17,000 miles an hour.
Gentlemen doubled up on each other.
Go ahead, Jim.
Go to my QRZ page. You know what that is, QRZ.com?
I do not, but I will write that down.
Give you my call letters for there. It doesn't bother me. People are getting nervous that you give your call letters. I mean, I have WRUP244 here. That's for identification. And it's all linked anyway with the FCC. My call letters are KE8NUL, Kilo Echo 8 November United Lima. And I really did a lot of work on my QRZ page. Now, other people, they, you know, they're not into that, but it's kind of like Facebook for ham radio.
That is also kind of something that I really dug back in the day was people basically sending their little note cards to each other after making a good contact. You said that was
Kilo Echo 8, November, Uniform Lima.
That's the original call I got. I mean, I could literally change it to, you know, a four-letter, a three-letter with a number of, exactly what they call it, but I got this, I'm keeping it, and I'm, it's a KE8NUL. So, yeah, look it up on the QRZ page. Once you get to the QRZ, you'll understand that. And there's a lot of them. I mean, there's people all over the world that have these things, and that's kind of how you interlink and how you make contact and approval and all that. In a matter of 5 years, I have about, I think it's about 2,900 contacts with a lot of confirmations all over the world, and that's kind of, I enjoy that.
Jim? Jim, I wanted to throw in there real quick. I don't know if you heard me telling the guy the other day, but Chasing VX was my, on the CB, though, was my gig, more or less. I used to go down below Channel 1, and I used to talk to other countries and stuff, and then on AM mode, and then the sideband mode's up above Channel 36. From Channel 36 all the way up to 28 megahertz, it's all sideband. But that's what I used to like to do, but I used to dream of having a ham ticket, and I have a bunch of shortwave receivers around here, portable shortwave radios. I got a collection of them, Sonys and Grundigs and stuff. And I used to dig, I still do, turning it on and checking out 40, 20, 15, 80 to see if anybody's running there. But what I want to say is 10 meters is a weird band. A lot of times it's closed up, but when it opens, oh man, you get signals coming in from every other country around the world there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to think that this tech can still make that reach. It's absolutely mind-blowing when everyone has their head buried in a cell phone and think that's the newest thing, you know, since sliced bread.
QSL on that, same thing, shortwave, all that when I grew up, CB radio, which I still have on here in the shack. I mean, it's on all the time, you know, I get brought into that stuff too. But yeah, your 10 meters, when it opens up, it's really enjoyable. You have a lot of opportunity there with a tech ticket, and then it took me 2 years, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go for a general, and that just gives you more opportunity. And an ability to buy more antennas and an ability to buy more equipment. It's not a cheap hobby. And back what used to stop me from being part of it, I didn't know code. I was never going to know code. And these companies almost had to release that or get that off the record because a lot of your older ham radio people were passing away and they weren't selling radios. Well, it's all about the sale. And that's the reason why they dropped code. Now, you have a lot of ham radio operators that had to get the ticket when they had to know code. And, you know, I feel bad, you know, I don't have to know code. If I was one of the older guys, I'd feel like, well, what's this all about, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why they dropped the code, but I hope Tim ain't cheat up on me. Excuse me. But, that's where I learned a lot of my electronics, too, was back in the years, was listening to the old AMs. Because that's all they used to talk about. I took this 2N3055 transistor and I soldered it to this and that, and I made myself a noise canceller or something, or whatever, you know. And it was fun to listen to. Today, they just talk about their cell phones and mowing their lawns, but I don't know if any of you ever monitored 7200 megahertz. That's the CB channel of the ham band there. Go ahead.
Definitely.
I don't know if you
might be looking at that. I mean, I've got, I'm normally mobile, when I'm on my radio, but, you know, I've got probably three antennas on top of my work van, and everyone looks at me like I'm crazy, but no, I'll definitely be tuning into that 7200.
But on that, yeah, there's a whole set of radios. Like I said, I have the one that I really enjoy. I have a DMR, which is like a digital on the computer and all that, and you can transmit off of it. The one that I really enjoy using is a Yaesu FT950, and that's an old radio that has a, you know, EFO and all that, and I've made a lot of contacts with that radio as well. But, yeah, if you're interested, I mean, it's a new opportunity, you know, and, you know, I was on 10 meters one time, and there's a few things that, you know, you don't drop from the CB days, and one ham radio operator, he came and told me, he says, you know, if I ask you your name, it's your name, not your personal. What does that mean? He goes, just tell me your name. And, I mean, you know, there's guys that kind of self-govern it up there, and it is what it is. You know, it's just a different way of chatting with other people around the world.
Thank you. Yeah, I used to convert quite a few people. I used to convert CBs to 10 meter. The Uniden 858 chassis, the president, old president radios and stuff with the unit in Culver's with the Uniden 858 chassis. I used to be able to convert them up to 10 meter. Once I did the 10 meter conversion, you couldn't use it. You wouldn't go back down to CB. But, yeah, I used to do that. A lot of people did that, though. Convert some 40-channel radios up to 10 meter.
Copy that. Yeah, no, I mean, that's honestly something I was curious about. You know, like you guys are saying, you know, not many people are really talking about, you know, messing with the guts on the inside anymore. But, I mean, there's still that information out there. There's still people that know what's going on with that.
I have an N2 Anytone 6 is one I keep in the car and one I keep in the shack here now. Anytones, they sent those into the country, and now with a manner of touching three buttons out simultaneously, it converts it over. It actually goes the other way. It's a 10-meter radio that'll convert it to 11 meters. And in the vehicle, the Anytone, I spoke on 10 meters, just with the radio power itself and the stock microphone, I mean, I was making some DX contacts out of the mobile.
See that hat?
Yeah, definitely something I got to look into. But, all right, gentlemen, I got to make my way into my first call today. But, you know, it was a pleasure talking to both of you. Jim, I got your call sign. Dave, can I get yours?
I can only give you my GMRS call sign because I'm not a ham, but it's Whiskey Sandio Foxtrot Zulu 793. And first personal is Dave. I'm over here in Warren.
Warren's about where I reside, but normally I'm transmitting out of Oakland County somewhere, so... yeah, gentlemen, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. I appreciate you letting me pick your brains a little bit.
Okay there, Blake. Let me ask you before you go, how old are you, Blake?
36.
Okay, my older son is 35 and the younger one is 32, so I was kind of figuring about the same. There you go. If it's something you're interested in, I'd definitely follow through. You said you've already become a journeyman, so I don't think this test is going to be all that much for you. So you'll probably advance yourself right to general right on the first try. So anyways, I'll say 73. I still have not made it to the shower. Dave has gotten the garbage bag and coffee. You're at your destination. I need to do some goals here myself. So catch you later. This is WRUP 244. We're out.
WRPN 493, clear.
It was great talking to you guys, man, picking the brains a bit, like he said. Blake, if you knew the GMRS, I'll tell you, welcome to the GMRS community. And like he said, is what I'm going to say. Everybody out here is really cool, and anybody's willing to help you out, man, if you need it. Especially 844 Jack, WRUG 844. Am I correct on that? Sometimes I get his numbers mixed up. No, I'm sorry, WRUG 488. Jack, he's the encyclopedia. of GMRS out here. But you gentlemen have a good morning, and I'm going to sit back, sip my coffee, and stare at my garbage bag. WSRZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
I definitely heard plenty of knowledge from Jack just, you know, coming and going. But, yeah, no, I look forward to talking to you guys in the future. This is WRZN 493, clear.
Roger, Roger, 73.
Okay. 443-0750. Question of the day. It's rolling.
What's that?
443-0750. Question of the day, Earl Austin.
Question of the day. What's the question of the day?
Yeah, 10 meter.
No, I can receive 10 meter, but I don't have the license to... I don't have a ham license, but I have radios I can receive 10 meters.
I understand that we used to listen to these guys. Question of the day, remember?
I have a scanner here that I have the 2-meter repeaters programmed in, and usually on those I hear that when I listen to the 2-meter operators, what do you call it, the moderator there, the guy that, you know, whatever they call it. Yeah, question of, the only time I hear it is on the 2-meter, question of the day.
Correct. I thought it was 2-meter.
Question of the day. Do you like mayonnaise on your bologna sandwich, or do you like ketchup, or do you just like bologna and bread?
WSFT 902.
There he is. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. Yeah, the question of the day is, how expensive has it got to be? So, there it is. That's the question of the day.
And what were you listening in on them?
Yeah, I got them on right now.
Oh, that's what you were trying to tell me. I just seen the text. Oh, you're up on 443-0750?
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
You gotta understand, I'm getting old. One thing I didn't realize, it was you talking. And then I'm thinking to myself, what is this guy saying? Question of the day in 443-0750, what the hell? It didn't register until just now when you keyed up and I realized it was you.
All right, Roger that. I thought you knew it was me.
No, actually, I didn't, man. I thought you were somebody else. It was weird, man. I called out for you, I think, about 6 o'clock or something. After the shit show was gone. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to say that, but it was a crap show this morning, as usual, and then once that was all gone, I called out for you. But, no, I didn't even know that was you saying that. I'm thinking, question of the day, man, what? And then, you know, you're throwing out that frequency, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, man, I don't know. Maybe I ain't had enough coffee.
Yeah, Roger that. Like I say, we've been listening to them guys for, what, 2 years now? So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, my scanner's not hooked up. It's over here on top of the heap. I haven't fired that thing up in a long time. But, yeah, I was out here talking. Hey, we had a round table going, Jim, Blake, me, you know, Jesus Christ, 844 and me, 844 and Sean were out here yapping a bit. And, you know, it was a pretty busy morning.
Yeah, Roger, that caught some of it. I guess I've been running around doing different things, so.
So what you got on for today?
I had an appointment yesterday at 1:30. I got an appointment today at 1:30. Kind of right in the middle of the day. Just screwed my whole day up. That's what I got going on.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, at least it ain't going to be no 96 today, so.
The hell's the...
I always don't say, but... 65 and rain stopping soon. Is it raining out there?
Yeah, it rained earlier. It's not raining right this second.
I just looked out the window. I don't see no rain. I don't know, but it rained... Well, earlier, I told somebody, I don't know if you would call it rain. It was like a couple drops come down, and that was it. So I don't even know if you'd call it rain.
Well, it rained here. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, go ahead and drink your coffee and wake up and whatever the case. I'll be here by the radio. I got to think around with these pill bottles and throw them away and do some stuff here. So I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Or, you know, I'll talk to you when you wake up or whatever the case may be. WSOZ 793. And I'm listening.
All right, roger that. WSOZ 902. Monitoring. WSFF-330, monitoring.
Morning, Kurt. Where you been?
WSFC-793.
Hey, Dan. Just working like crazy lately. Between my regular job and side jobs, I've been pretty busy.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was just thinking yesterday, yeah, I ain't heard from 330 in a long time. Hope he's all right there, and I guess I just happened to be sitting here, and there you are, man. So you all right? Everything going okay?
Actually, going pretty good. Like I said, just been busier than normal. I get to go to the doctors and what wonderful news they had for me.
I ride to that. I'm getting ready to make my appointment here and let them, him or her, let her tell me the bad news if there's any, but yeah, I was wondering, man, because I ain't heard from you in so long in a while. It occurred to me yesterday that, like I said, I haven't heard from you, so at least you're doing all right there, Roger.
Roger that. I just eventually got to quit burning the candle at both ends. I ain't getting no younger.
Yeah, none of us are. Yeah, it's all part of life, man. All part of getting old and all the other crap over there, okay?
Ain't that the truth? And it seems like they like to throw more crap at you the older you get.
Right, is that I'm beginning to become a forgetful Jones. Therefore, you know, starting to forget things and forget the dog's name sometimes. And I don't know, man. But all right, man, I'll let you motor on your way there and it's good to hear from you, man. Good talking to you. I'm still trying to get myself together here. But glad you're doing all right, my friend. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Sounding good through the repeaters, too. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793. Clear up the ears.
All right, Dave, yeah, I'll talk to you later. I've been trying to get out a little bit more, so we will talk to you. WSFF 330, I'm clear.
Roger, roger, 73.
WSFT 902. That says that you still got it on. The SFT 902. 973, you still got it on?
Yeah, come on.
You don't have any radio there you could punch that code in to hear the 2 meter?
I think I can punch it in my Baofeng. I think I can go to the other thing and go to the bottom band and punch it in. I think my Baofeng cover it.
Yeah, it's a good one this morning. We've got a lot of people punching in from Florida to New York. Somebody was in the Bahamas this morning, too, so. Yeah, but it's been an interesting conversation for a change.
I got something going on here. I punched it in the bottom band, and my green light is on, the receive light's on, but I don't hear anything.
Let's just squelch down to zero.
Yeah, when I hit the button on the side of the radio that turns the squelch off, I can hear these guys talking. But for some reason, the receive light's on, it's receiving guys talking, but it's not coming through. Oh, hold on a sec.
What's that frequency over there?
This is weird, man. I turned my squelch all the way off on this frequency. I still got the green light that somebody's keyed up, but can't hear nobody unless I hit the monitor button on the side of the radio. I tried putting the radio in the window and stuff. Maybe something's interfering here, but no. If I hold the monitor button, I can listen to these guys.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it's been an interesting conversation this morning. Maybe it's kind of dull, but it's been a good one this morning, so.
Yeah, I'm listening to the dude got stung and stuff, but I have to hold the monitor button down on the side to listen to him. That's weird, man. If I look over and I got my squelch, I went into the menu and turned the squelch down to zero even. And came out of the menu and it still wasn't doing it. So I don't know, but yeah, all right.
Yeah, I just find that amazing because you got like 50,000 radios and you can't find the 2 meters killing me, dude. I don't get that.
Well, with the monitor button pushed and listening to them, they're giving me full signal all the way over to the red. When I let go of the monitor button, the green receive light stays on, but they don't. It doesn't show no signal strength or nothing. Only when I press the monitor button. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with the radio. It's just I'm waving it around up in the air and everything. I'm trying to see maybe if something's blocking the signal.
Maybe you need to bring your scanner back out. Put the scanner under that. I don't know.
Got me curious now, because it's sitting here and it's on, the green light's coming on and it's going off, the receive light. When they're talking, the receive light, when somebody's talking, the receive light comes on, and then when they're done, it goes off, but there's no signal strength or nothing, but if I hit the monitor button, I can hear what they're saying, and, you know, they're showing full signal all the way over to the other side of the signal meter. So, I don't know, maybe That might not, it might be off frequency, hang on.
Sounds to me like you were deep tone that I ran into that same issue with GMRS, and I couldn't hear anybody on suspect because I had the deep tone set when I was listening to a repeater. Clear that and you can hear everything. WRMD 653. What frequency are you guys listening to over there?
443-0750. Question of the day, 2 meter. That's weird. I even tried shifting up and down frequency. Thought maybe it wasn't on frequency. No, that ain't it either.
Pull your scanner out and plug it in.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to have to clear a place up here for it and hook it up. Yeah, this is weird. It's got me kind of confused, man. I mean, it's receiving the guys, you know, the green light's coming on, but it's showing no signal strength or nothing, and it's muted. But if I hit the monitor button, all of a sudden I hear him talking while I'm holding it, and the meter goes all the way over to the right. It's full signal. And, you know, and like I said, I put my squelch at zero, and it still didn't do it. And I tried shifting frequencies, and it ain't doing it either. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the radio. I think there's just something. I don't know. Well, it don't matter. I'll get the scanner out.
Yeah, they usually got the brew in the morning, and then they got question of the day in the evening, too. So I think it's every Tuesday. I know it's nothing Tuesday, so.
I think I missed the number on that frequency. Come back one more time with that frequency. WRMD 653 over here.
That was 443-0. 443-0750. 443-0750.
Copy. Thank you, Magnus Bay.
That is a 2 meter band. That is a 2 meter band, so you cannot transmit if you do not have your 2 meter license. Roger that.
Huh. That's bizarre. Try everything. Because above the top band, I have Skywarn. It's on Skywarn. Turn the squelch all the way off. And still, no air noise, no none. I still have to hold the monitor button to hear them. But if I click to the top band where Skywarn's at, all of a sudden I got a whole bunch of air noise coming in because I got the squelch shut down. So, wow, that's weird.
You just like making everything difficult. Grab your scanner, plug it in, turn it on, and you're good to go. I don't get it. I don't know.
Now that ain't the problem, man. I'm just wondering why, you know, I'm screwing around here with the handle, wondering why it's doing what it's doing. I can throw the scanner up there anytime and listen to these guys, but that's not what the point is. The point is I'm trying to figure out why the hell, you know, the handheld's doing what it's doing in a way, but I think I need some more coffee. I'll be back.
I tell you what, I normally don't throw it in this radio, but I'm going to throw it in this radio and see if I can get it to come in here. I'll get back with you in a minute. WSMT 902. I'll be listening.
Yeah, let me know if you put it in there, if it works, man. I know I got a problem.
WRFR-57 radio check. Anybody hear me?
WSBQ 996, you got a copy? This is WRWB 49. Well, negative copy on WSBQ 996. This is WRWB 489, standing by. WSHF 567. In the garage, monitoring.
Stop, Sam. WF 49.
Mike, how you doing?
Just trying to navigate my way through this storm here, man. Rain's really coming down in front of me.
And 4, we'll drive safe.
Stuff over here by Anchor Bay, you know, in Fairhaven.
Happy there.
Get businesses slow today.
Have I heard from you today, Mike? You're a little choppy.
Yeah, businesses slow today.
Did the kids start school today? Is that the question? No, Mike, I can't copy you. A lot of choppiness. WSHF 567, I'm clear, man. I don't understand what you're trying to lay down, so. So maybe something's on, something with the radio, or I don't know, but, I can't hear you. I'll talk to you on the other one later.
WSHF 567 here. How about that now, Sam? WSHF 567, you got a copy on me now? WRWB 49.
WRWB 49, I copy you clear now. What's going on, Mike?
No, my question I was asking you is I said business is kind of slow today.
Yes, business is kind of slow today because I'm waiting on parts. Other than that, I got my bike on the table, so there's always something going on.
I copy that. I was going to ask, you wouldn't happen to have a gearbox for a still straight shaft trimmer?
Let me look. Talking about a string trimmer or a hedge trimmer?
Just a string trimmer. I got the, I got a straight shaft with the handlebars on it.
Wait a minute, I gotta get on the step. There's one up here on the shelf, but I don't know if it's a straight shaft. Give me a minute. Mike? I have a whole steel here. It's an FS55R. It is a straight shaft. What do you need out of it?
Gearbox.
In the head assembly?
You know what? I'll get back with you later. I gotta get into work here and help somebody out here. I'll talk to you later, all right, buddy?
Mike, have a good day. WS HF 567. I'm clear. I'll talk to you later.
URWB 49, and we'll be clear.
WRFK 359 for radio check. WRFK 359 clear.
WSFY 587. WSFY 587. There are users that using this frequency and channel. By the way, if you're thinking about heading up to Ferndale, Michigan or Hazel Park, be prepared of rain. So if you don't want to get soaked, bring an umbrella. WIUG 488, copy. WSFY 587. WIUG 488, copy. WSFY 587, calling WRUG 6488, copy. WSFY 587, I try later. Clear.
WRUG 488. This is WRFK 359. Jackie, you got a copy? WRUG 488. WRFK 359. Jackie, out there? No response on WRUG 488. WRFK 359 would be on my blah, 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 blah. We'll be on the site monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile monitoring for a few.
WRWX 221, this is WRWK 542. Do you have a copy? Thank you.
WSBL 475. Come back one more time. You're kind of garbly on that transmission.
WRR87. Doing a radio check. Seeing if you can hear me.
Again, can hear you okay, a little garbly on my end, but definitely can hear you.
Thank you very much.
WRU something or other 244 from WRU 850.
WRUK 244, were you calling me, Sean?
Yeah, this morning I had to cut it short. I was at work and all that, so hadn't heard you in a long time, so I thought I'd see if you were still out here or listening or within an earshot or whatever. So what's up? What's been new and exciting?
Oddly enough, I usually don't even have this radio on, and today I've had it on all day. And if it would have been sunny out, I'd have been outside doing stuff out there, maybe hitting the pool, but it's been the way it is. And after I picked up my son, brought him back and forth to work, I've had this radio on. You're the first. Actually, I think you might be my first call on this band.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I almost got it right. So, yeah, there you go. Took me a minute, though. When you chimed in this morning, Jim, and then you indicated from the other, and then click.
Yeah, like I said, I've had the radio. I actually listen way more than anything else, and even with the other license, I go there sometimes, and I don't know, it's just everywhere. I retired a while back. I turned 65 about a week and a half ago, so I'm now in the Medicare Club, and just kind of working part-time, taking care of my elderly parents, and I have two older sons. I hang out with them once in a while, so really kind of a simple life. WRUP 244.
All right, yeah, I'm about a year off, I think. I'm about a year behind you. I'll be 64 in a month. And then 65 is kind of I'm kind of thinking that's my number two. But I like what I do. I like who I do it for. All that. So makes it hard. Makes it not a easy decision. I don't think you mind it's who you work for either. So there's that. You understand that part of it anyhow. But, if I was smart, I'd have been gone 5 years ago. That's what you get when you like what you do. Anywho, so I might be doing the same, only just a year from now. Don't know. That's just kind of what's floating around in my brain. And I got kids now, so I got that. Matter of fact, I'm taking... Okay, timeout timer there. Hold on. Yeah, this radio's got such a short timeout timer. Anyhow, grandkids, get them tomorrow because my kids want to ride their bikes down to Tiger Stadium for a ball game, so I get the kids the afternoon. Yeehaw.
QSL. I was, you know my situation. I was kind of forced into taking normal, right? I don't say normal. I mean, non-disability Social Security early. But a lot of financial people that I've been hearing lately, and even the few that work at the radio station I work for, are saying taking it at 62, 63 is really not a bad idea in the direction that it's headed. Everybody's like, oh, it'll get funded. Well, if you look at it in a logical sense, taking your Social Security early might be the better way to go before things do come to a conclusion. And, maybe it will get funded, but I would not want to be dependent on a maybe. Back to you, Sean Kia, WRUP 244.
Yeah, I don't see that happening, but you know, they've been screaming that for the last 30 years, 40 years. Oh, it's not going to be there when I get there. That's been the mantra for forever. But you know, times are changing. I don't know what they would do. I think they'd have to phase it out in some fashion. You know, I would hope at least. You never know though. You really don't. I lean toward earlier. 65 is pretty good. You know, 67 is what they consider full. But really, are you full until you hit 70? Not really. I mean, you can always make more. So what is full? Well, they say 67 is full. So 70 is full plus. I know 70 is all you can get, but I don't want to wait. Hell no. I mean, doing that. I'll have to look at the numbers. But 65 is right. That's where the Medicare, you know, kicks in. Although that's not a big deal for me because I've got lifetime medical for my pension. And it just what happens is it my employer supplied medical becomes like gap, you know, it covers the difference between what Medicare provides and what they promised. So I got that golden plan till the end times for me and my wife. So I'm not complaining. I'm in pretty good shape. Not going to be rich, but I'm going to go get, you know where Eminem's trailer is down there? I'm going to go get a trailer right where the park he was in, and, you know, just people watch down there.
USL, okay. Why not, you know? But when I heard your voice this morning, I'm like, wow, there's a voice I know. I didn't know the other two gentlemen I was speaking to, but I had to chime in there. Oddly enough, about 2 weeks ago, I took my son over to the Ukrainian Cultural Club over there, like, you know, we used to do with the group, and maybe grab some lunch there. Now, they're still doing it over there. Now, my son wasn't really impressed, you know. To me, I mean, I liked it. I mean, I liked the home cooking. It is a lunch, maybe a little pricey, but you go there once through the day and you're good to go. So he wasn't impressed, but I still liked it and got a punch on the card. So it was pretty entertaining there. Back to you, Sean.
Yeah, I don't know how old your kids are, but yeah, my kids are the same way. That stuff doesn't thrill them. It was something that I think we appreciated. And I think that whole buffet thing, you know, that all-you-can-eat buffet thing is kind of, in general, kind of passe with the millennials and younger. And they go for a more cultured experience. But we do like our buffets. And I can't eat them anymore. That's my problem is they got me on this, I shouldn't. You know, but more importantly, I'm on this Ozempic, and it just kills my appetite for any one sitting, and it'd be very difficult for me to go in there and really get my money's worth. You know, like the pig I used to be would at least make a good attempt.
Yeah, well, I'm still on that list of going in there. I try to keep things down, but when I go there, I definitely don't. I mean, I'm not going to make a lie about it. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good social thing. We had a few people there, and obviously we lost two at the table, and, again, just kind of one of those things. But it was great to hear you. Yeah, like I said, maybe I'll start listening here a little more often. I mean, the two gentlemen I spoke to, I got to get a separate notepad to start jotting the numbers and calls and all that down. I mean, I was a little bit more forthright on, 2 meter and 10 meter back in the day. But, I'm going to have to start jotting some things down and maybe listening and taking part in some conversation. But good to hear you there. I'll say 73. Just oddly enough, I'm so sitting in the other room, and I'm like, I heard the last three numbers. I'm like, well, that could be me, you know. WRUP 244, back to you, Sean.
All right, yeah, no, real good. I just didn't have time this morning to finish it up, and so I figured I'd give it a whirl, so glad you were listening. And I'm most of the time I'm listening, but I don't jump in that often. I do like talking to Sherman and Dave. Those are the guys you were talking to this morning. You know, they're often in there when I'm available. You know, commuting. Like right now, I'm commuting home, and that's generally when I'll get my, you know, 15 minutes of radio in. But I got to spread it, you know. Got to get 15 minutes in here, 15 minutes, you know, 15 minutes on the hamster band, 15 minutes, you know, on the MPSCS, and maybe 15 minutes agitating, and then I'm tuckered out, man. All right, we'll catch you later. WRUU850 after yours.
Okay, Sean, again, one last question, and you can answer it, and you can finish it out. You're still in the same area, I would imagine, where I took my test. And I did give those two gentlemen some information regarding taking a test through that USICA, and, I mean, that's all I knew to tell them. So maybe if you hear them again, tell them, you know, if you know anything different. But that dispatch center calls our traffic center a lot and helps us out a lot. So we're quite impressed by where I took the test in that area. So I will finish it out and say 73. You can come back and let me know and concur. This is WRUP 244.
Yep, I'm about a mile and a half due east of you. And so... Real good. Yeah, I don't know where to recommend now for testing, but that's as good as any place to start. Catch you later. WRUP 244. I think I got the whole thing. WRUU 850.
WSHM 567. Yeah, this is WRWB 49. WRWB 49 calling WSHM 567 or WSHF 567. This copy on WSHF 567. This is WRWB 49 and we'll be standing by.
WSJD 204 monitoring.
Good afternoon from WRWB 49. WSFT 902-973. WSFT 902-973, you got it on? No response, 973, WSFT 902, listening.
Up. 902, you still in there?
WSFT 902, what's that, eh?
You guys doubled, WSDHD 80.
Yeah,
382,
appreciate it. Go out there, 902. Oh, you're funny. WSFT 902, what's going on, buddy?
And I was sitting outside for a bit. I didn't take no radios or nothing. I just wanted to sit in the quiet. I don't know why, I just wanted to. And then I came in and I poured me a glass of something up and I just came in here just as you were signing off. I take it. Well, I heard you call. I thought I heard you calling me. I just got in here just as you were signing off. So, what's up?
It's not like I'm setting the world on fire. I was just seeing what you were doing, dude. Yeah, good afternoon.
And a good afternoon right back to you, my friend. That is 7-Up's giving me the first.
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Sometimes you gotta get it out, right?
Yeah, but I'm trying not to let them sneak out while I'm keyed down. You know. That's nice out there, man. Overcast and crapola, but wasn't bad, man. I was out there for about a couple hours. I just wanted to sit in the peace. Well, you know, you don't exactly have peace out there when the neighbors are all doing crap, but it was quiet enough. I was kind of enjoying it.
And all right, Zab, I've been out here running around all day. I got all my business taken care of, so that's a good thing. And then I got some other business taken care of, so, yeah, hey, good day.
So you got your appointments and everything taken care of?
Not fair. Add a little bit more pressure on everything, but, yeah, we're good now.
All right, man, good to hear it. You got it all straightened out, so now you can max and relax, eh?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I just kind of went through my truck. I had to put a bunch of extra stuff on there for tomorrow, so kind of went through this and that and figured out what I'm going to need, and yeah, it's one of them days.
Oh, so you got business tomorrow, eh?
Yes, sir. I try to have business every day. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. You got to chase that paper, man. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I understand that. I just, you know, said you loaded your truck up with everything you need. You better double check, man, because you know how it is when you get to the job site and you go to grab something. God. Got it.
I do that, too. That's what kills me. I do that.
No, I'm gonna sit here and sip my 7 up and check out a few YouTube videos. And I was thinking about going back out there for a little bit, but, the hell? Okay. I ain't gonna tell you about that one, because you'll be freaking out. But, I'm going to sit in here and watch some YouTube videos and kind of hang out there.
Yeah, do that instead of, would you have a pain in your chest or something?
No, it's just, well, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. Just forget it.
Maybe the next couple of days I'll stop by and put a smile on your face and see what happens.
No, that'd be greatly appreciated. Greatly appreciated. Guaranteed. Appreciate that. I'm going through this stuff here. The marketplace crap. You know what irks me? I know it's going to sound stupid, but it does irk me. When somebody takes like a 70s Rutman or a Little Indian mini bike and they paint it all up and get it all nice and make it look like new and they throw one of them Chinese engines on it, I don't like that. I think that looks like crap. You know, if they had a Tecumseh or what they originally came with, Little Indians ran Briggs and Strattons and Rutman ran Tecumsehs. You know, you put a... get a Tecumseh engine, paint it all up really nice and stuff, and put it on there and make that thing look like you just rolled it out of Albies.
Yeah, there's people out there that just don't know. They go to, Harbor Freight and buy the cheapest thing they can get to make it run. You know how that goes. It ain't like us back in the day.
Yeah, but they're asking ridiculous prices. I mean, for these. I mean, if they had a Briggs and Stratton, it don't have to be numbers matching or year matching. As long as it had a Briggs and Stratton on it or a Tecumseh, you know, old school engine, you know, rebuilt and nice and fixed up. Yeah, you know, I can see the prices. But they got the the mini bikes are beautiful, you know, those were back in our day, the Rutmans and Little Indians, man, beautiful mini bikes, but they throw them Chinese engines on there and I don't know, I just, I don't like it. I think they look like crap with the Chinese motors on them. But anyway, excuse me, that's my rant. The Harbor Freight motors. That's my rant for the day.
I'm glad you got that off of your mind. Yeah, like I said, I was thinking about dumping that crate. I went on there, and the prices just fluctuate so much. It's crazy.
I might as well tell you then what I wasn't going to tell you. As I was going through Marketplace here, there's a stack exactly like your same model and everything. Guy wants $100 for it.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I also seen one for $700. That's what I'm saying. It kills me. These people, they, you know, somebody that passes away and it was their uncles or their fathers, and they're give me $100 for it. You know, it just kind of ruins the market, you know.
No, your WSFZ 793 ID. No, you're right. That's what I'm saying. You know, it could be something that somebody passed away and his uncle or something or whatever, and he's got it there. He don't know what the hell it's worth or anything. Hey, give me $100. He ain't a player. I mean, you're gonna get that. That's like I've been saying all these years, man. Even with guitars, the price fluctuates so much, man. 1 minute, get out there, you know, and them Mexican standards are going, you know, 500-600-700. Then the next thing you know, you get out there, and the same Mexican standards are going for $300-400. It's all over the place. Always been like that. That's why I always said, man, you got to strike while the iron's hot. However you do that.
Yeah, well, something like that is, daddy buys a kid a guitar, a little practice amp, kid throws it on his bed, forgets he got it. Parents throw it on a yard sale for, you know, they spend $1,200 on everything, brand new, and they turn around and sell for $100. I mean, that's how it goes, you know.
Yeah, back in the day, in my teens and stuff, that's how I ended up with the nice guitars I had, man. It's from kids getting them for Christmas or a birthday, and then, you know, about a week later, they find out they're not going to be Eddie Van Halen in a week. So they throw it under the, and, you know, rap comes along, and, you know, no use for the guitar if you're rapping. But that was the gig with, when we went out to Farmington Hills, and I bought that Gibson with the Marshall amp. I paid way less than what it was worth, you know. And the guy wanted 15. I talked him down to 11. He said, okay, sure, no problem. The kid said, yeah, good, go ahead, you know. I could have went down probably even lower, but... you know, yeah, that's how I used to get my nice guitars. Kids have them under the bed, man, don't play them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like I said, I looked in there and I'm like, you know, the one guy, I mean, you couldn't buy that head for less than $300. And the bottom, minimum, you know, $500-600, you know, and they got the whole setup for $100. I'm like, shoot, I wish I'd have seen something like that not too long ago when I was looking for another bottom, you know. But I tell you, my bottom right there, I had that hooked up to my Mesa, and that bottom sounded better than the Mesa cab. And I paid $1,800 for the Mesa bottom.
Well, you know, that great stack, that's a damn good stack. I'm not talking price-wise. I always told you, I tell everybody, the best solid state amplifier with the overdrive on it I've ever heard is Krait. And I still believe it. Krait's got that sound, man. Whether you're in overdrive or not, but when you kick it to overdrive, it don't sound like it's squealy and trying to scratch the hell out of everything. It gets busy. And the Krait's the only amplifier so far that I know that sounds that good, you know, when you kick that drive channel in. And, you know, you got a damn good amp there. It's just like we said, man, the prices fluctuate. And, you know, the $100 one, you don't know. The guy's uncle might have passed off or something. You don't know what the hell it is. See, that's what's so hard about selling gear and wanting to at least get, you know, even if you're not out to get rich off it, you just want to sell it for a decent price. It's a hard deal there.
what I just said. I mean, you got somebody that don't know what they got. I mean, if I were to price that out, I mean, the bottom line I would take on it would be $500. And they got it for $100. It's crazy. I mean, that'd be like, you know, $150 for the head and, you know, yeah, it's insane. It's just insane.
It's weird how that works, too, because when you texted me, you asked for an estimate. I told you $300 to $400, probably. I'm going low end. I'm going, you know, want to sell it quick, $300 to $400. But you see, you take that same stack. If it's a Marshall, holy cow, you know, well, there you go. You know, and even if it was a Marshall solid state head, you know, the Marshall name, you know, the price would be up there. You know, Crate has a reputation. Crate's a good amplifier. I think they're one of the best solid state amplifiers out there built, man. I think they're better than Marshall solid state amplifiers or anything, you know, because, and I'm not the only one. I've had a lot of dudes agree with me that some Crates are great, man. It's just, but the prices fluctuate here and there. And like I, you know, like we just said, on Marketplace, you don't know what's happening. Somebody could pay $100 for that Crate stack, clean it up, and get $500 for it.
I know, Roger, that. Like I said, here's a perfect example. I remember when I had that old Gorilla back when we were kids, and I would put that old Gorilla with that rat pedal on there against any app on the market. Sounded 10 times better than anything out there. And, I mean, that amp, brand new, was what, a couple $100, you know, and it still sounded better than anything else.
Yeah, I had Gorillas back in the day, too. In fact, back in our day, Gorillas were very popular amplifiers. Everybody wanted one or had one. They didn't, you know, they were great amps. But compared to the Crate blow it away. The Crate of the same output, you know, and combo amp would blow it away, man, on the drive side. Even though the Gorilla did have a nasty drive channel, and you can tame it, but yeah, you know, now them Gorillas are going for money, man. You see them out here. Before, man, you know, back then you could sell them, you know, maybe $50, $60, but now you look at them, man, they're going for the big money.
Yeah, man.
Got that guy out there, David, keyed up over here with music, and then he's been trying to taunt you, you know. Kids will be kids. I don't know. Give me a call on the landline.
Okay, right, man. I know who it is, so. Anyway, I'll get with you in a minute here. WSFZ 793 out.
WSFZ 793 out there. This is WRWB 49. WSFZ 793 in there. This is WRWB 49.
Yeah, come on, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, we got a guy here that knows you. Name's Maurice. Used to hang out with you back in the day.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, he went by the name of Loan Shark.
Does it ring a bell?
It don't ring a bell, man. But then again, my memory's gone to hell, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Where do you know me from?
He knows you from Detroit, Dave.
Oh, the high note days.
Yeah, it's definitely the high note days.
Yeah, the good old days, man. When linears were dirty, and you can turn up your mod till the damn radio was so loud that it sounded like a jet plane coming at you. We didn't deal with all that. Set the mods at 100%. Don't try not to get it blooded scurry. Get that noise, man. Used to crank them things up. And you remember me, eh?
I was with you the one time I walked up to you and asked you to fix my CB, and it cost me $20 or $25 back then to mod a chip for me. And if you get on Channel 9, you can broadcast over everybody.
Yeah, that was my price. That's what I charged to clip them up. And, if it was on the bench, you know, I'd tune the finals a bit for maximum swing, but yeah, that was my price. I knew a lot of people out there, man, and I'm old now, so my mind don't work like it should, though, like it used to. So my memory's not all that great there, Roger.
It's reading myself, so.
When I did your radio, were you over my house? Or were you in the Top Hat parking lot on Gratiot?
Top Hat.
Did you say Top Hat?
Yeah. 696.
Yeah, all right. I was running around with a dude named Bo. I forgot his last name. We had that Camaro with the 350 with the 488 rear end and no nothing in the front. All the fender wells and everything was all gone. Just the motor was up front. Yeah, I remember we were broke and needed some booze money. We pulled into the, I don't know if this had to been, you had to been there. I pulled into the park, and we pulled in the parking lot, and I got out. And I told everybody, I said, anybody wants their radios clipped, $20. I said, get your radio out and have it on the hood. I don't even need it hooked up. And I said, deal today, $20 a clip. I made quite a bit that day. Everybody was happy. The radios were loud. So, well, it's good to know you, man. Like I said, Lone Shark, I'm still trying to think as I talk to you. I'm still trying to think.
At the end of the day, I was called Lone Shark. I was called Madman, Mad Max, because my initials are M-A-D. And my other one was, I can't even say it. Laundry Boy.
Yeah, Raj. I'm trying to think of all of them. I used to know every day. It used to be, 20 cars when we used to sit in that parking lot? It'd be all with the CBs. I used to key up on the radio on our way out to there. I used to key up and I'd go, what time is it? It's cocktail hour. I remember we'd pull up in there and I'd get out of the car and I'd yell to everybody, what time is it? And everybody'd yell, cocktail hour. In fact, that was my handle when I was hanging out with you guys there at the parking lot. That's what happened. Changed my handle to cocktail hour.
Oh, okay.
You talk about White Castles.
No, the one, 14 in Gratiot, when the top hat was there. Everybody, a whole bunch of CBers, and me and my buddy Bo, we'd all hang out in the parking lot and drink and do whatever the hell we're doing.
I started that one out there.
Yeah, the 114, well, I don't think it's there now, but it was 14 in Gratiot. And then me and Bo used to go look for people to drag race. This car was quick, man. It lifted the front end off the ground on takeoff. But, you know, one time we took it down the freeway, and at 55, that engine was screaming. But we used to look for people to drag race there up and down Gratiot. And we used to drag race there on 11 Mile. You make a right off of Gratiot on 11 Mile and go west. And there's a street you stop at, I think it's a traffic light, and it's a straight, the street is straight for like a half mile, and that used to be, we used to torque up at the traffic light. When the traffic light turned green, we'd open up.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, that was at the end of my street, which is Quinn Road, it turns into Quinn Road. It was at the foot of Quinn Road. But yeah, that's that. Me and Michelob and I started hanging out there, and next thing you know, thousands of people.
Yeah, I know the Michelob. I remember him, Andy. In fact, I got him on my Facebook. But yeah, we used to go all them places, man. There'd be places where there'd be a bunch of people around with hot rods, you know, and stuff behind industrial buildings or whatever. We used to find them and we drag race for money, and did pretty good, too. Did pretty good. That car was fast, man. I mean, that car was quick. Just, you know, well, if you put a 488 rear end even in a six-cylinder car, it'll run tons. and rear end was a 488, and he had that 40, 50 miles an hour, that motor would be screaming, man. He'd be up 7 grand and stuff, so it wasn't exactly freeway friendly there, okay?
Oh, Roger, on it. All right, man. I want to get a knees and a breeze, and we got a bunch of other people waiting over here. All right, man. Talk to you a bit. Dave, take care. WBWA3R.
All right, guys. Good to know you, Lone Shark, and y'all take care over there and have yourself a good day, and I hope the rest of the day goes good for everybody there, man. I'm going to go ahead and get on this phone and get busy here. So catch y'all later. WSSZ 793, and I'm 27 phone.
Roger, Dave. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Roger, Roger, 73.
WSHR 566 to the rest of you 844. You got a copy.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Charge Q 88.
WSCQ 436, who is that?
WSAD 841 monitoring.